Well, speaking of focusing on the positive, sometimes when a person or an institution gets a bad reputation, you've got to really swim upstream against the tide of that. And a couple of folks that are making some big changes at the Lincoln Park Middle School join us on the phone this morning to talk about some of the things that they're doing to not only dispel the stereotypes about their school, but also to create some new models of interacting with students, and these new models are already making a difference. Joining us on the phone this morning is Principal Brenda Vathauer and Assistant Principal Jacob Hinsela. Good morning, and thanks so much to you both for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having us on this morning.
So you started at Lincoln Park Middle School last year. What had you heard about the school going in, and what did you find when you got there?
Yes, last year was my first year, and I knew it was a school that did need some improvement with looking at the data, looking at our test scores, just looking at an instructional framework when I came in. There were areas that we needed to grow in, but as last year went along, I learned also that we needed to have more framework for things like referrals and suspensions and a framework to allow students to learn and grow versus maybe some of the old practices that were still happening in the building.
One of the things that my dad, the teacher, always rolled his eyes at is if you've got a kid for whom school is not fun, it's not an enriching environment, they maybe end up feeling stupid or they dislike school or they struggle in school. And then when you punish them, you say you don't have to come to school. And he said that never really made a lot of sense.
Yes, that is true. You know, we want students to be engaged in the classroom. And last year, that's something our teachers did take a strong look at, is how are we engaging kids? One of the first things we did last year, we changed how that first day of school looked versus students coming in and hearing rule after rule after rule, class after class. What I asked the teachers to do on that very first day was plan the most engaging lesson that they could think of, so the students from day one were pulled right into instruction. And then on day two, day three, and day four, we could gently guide into what are some of our guidelines and our expectations and our rules at Lincoln Park Middle School. And when we did that, teachers questioned that, you know, thinking, well, we have a new principal. What is she asking us to do? But they did. They went ahead and did it. And right from the get-go last year, I think it started to change students, you know, their thinking when they walk into the classroom.
Now, you had something that you alluded to a minute ago called referral, and it's kind of like timeout, you know, maybe an after-school suspension, that kind of thing, where if you're acting up in class, you get sent there. And you said that you're changing your approach with these referrals, too.
Definitely. Something that happened last year was when students misbehaved in the classroom or there was an occurrence that they had to be sent out of the classroom, they were sent to what's called a referral room. And there was an adult in there who would try to process through the issue with the student, but oftentimes it was kind of a holding tank. And the student stayed in there for maybe more than one period, class period. And so this year we've totally eliminated our referral rooms, and what we've developed is what we call focus walks. So if a student has an issue in the classroom, the teacher will call for a focus walk. And what that means is one of our teacher assistants will swoop up into that hallway and meet the student at the door, and they will go for a walk around the building. And we have a large building with several floors, so there a lot of walking can happen. And the goal is to walk and talk through the issue, to try to get to the bottom of what the issue is. And the ultimate goal is to get them back to class as soon as possible. So sometimes when the teacher assistant is having a focus walk, they'll realize that the student really needs some of the counselor's advice or the social worker's advice, and so they'll walk them to the social worker's room or the counselor's room and drop them off. That's happened, but oftentimes With middle school kids, you know, it's up and down with hormones and issues, and that teacher assistant can work through the issue and get the student back to class.
Well, we all survived middle school, and we've all interacted with middle school students, and I think secretly we frequently think to ourselves, thank heavens I don't have to go through that again, because it isn't difficult no matter where you're going to school. But Brenda, can you talk a little, I think to emphasize the connection, I think not everybody, if we're fortunate enough not to deal with poverty in our lives, I think it's hard to understand the effect that growing up in poverty can have on the way you approach school. You don't necessarily walk into school every day with the same focus, the same issues, the same concentration, perhaps, as somebody does who, you know, has clean, fashionable clothing and had a good breakfast before they got there. How does poverty affect students' behavior? What are some of the ways in which it affects students' behavior?
Well, some of our students do come, yes, hungry, and they have some challenges outside in their life. And I have to say, all of our staff are really excellent at building relationships with kids. That's one of the things we thrive on here, is making sure each student has a connection with an adult in the building, at least one adult. And so those relationships are huge. We offer free breakfast to all the students. As far as the food concerns, we have what's called a backpack program. So on Fridays, there's several students that will receive weekend food that's in their locker. We go around and put that in their lockers, try to make it real discreet so they can slip it in their backpack and take that home for the weekend. So that's just one piece. But I think a couple other areas that we're very fortunate to have community partners with, the mental health pieces. Some of our students just struggle with challenges, and they need some outside support. And we're fortunate to have some agencies right here in our building to help with that. And we're hoping to grow those pieces as well, building community partnerships into the kind of the stronger community school model. But I have to say, relationships is key. Every student here needs to be connected with an adult.
I think many of us too remember the kids, either were the kids or remember the kids that were just not going to connect with adults, were not going to connect with authority figures. It wasn't going to happen. Everything was eye-rolling and disrespectful, and I mean, they were really resisting that connection. They were going to hold everybody, in particular adults, at arm's length. Have you found that this relationship building has enabled you to get through to those kids?
Oh, I would say yes, but, you know, they're also middle school students, so every day is a little different. You just never know how they're going to come in. But, you know, as I think the other piece of that is, we really tried hard to focus on what are the students' strengths. If we can bring out the strengths in the students through after-school clubs or getting them involved in some other outside activities, that has also been a strong motivator. Maybe they struggle. Maybe it's a student that struggles with math and reading. And at school, sometimes we double dose them. We give them two classes of math and two classes of reading. And then school sometimes is very tough. It's very challenging for them. So if there's not an outside club or an outside partnership where the student can shine in their strengths, that student will get frustrated and shut down.
Everybody likes to feel that they've got the opportunity to not only work to overcome challenges, but have some things, like you say, where you excel. That's what really makes you want to come. That's what fills up the tank so you can come back and try again with the hard stuff. Brenda, thank you so very much for taking some time to chat with us this morning. So many exciting new things going on at Lincoln Park, including, and unfortunately we're out of time, but including incorporating recess back into the program to give kids the opportunity to blow off a little bit of steam and get outside, get a little bit of exercise. And it sounds like a really fantastic program and some really exciting new models that you're working on.
Yep, and just to touch on that, we have started our active recess. We started that right after Christmas, where at lunchtime there's different activities that kids be involved with, and that's been a lot of fun for students. With that, we're tracking data after lunch to see if our referrals go down because of that, having that activity in at the middle of the day. And then now in the month of May, we've had Walk to School Wednesdays. So that's another piece of just getting out in the morning, meeting at Harrison Park, and walking up the hill before school starts. So trying to put activity and movement also into our day has really seemed to boost morale, boost energy, and more positive attitudes.
Some really exciting changes. Brenda, again, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Lincoln Park Middle School Principal Brenda Vathauer joined us this morning as our guest here on Northland Morning.